5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the new Panic Room. It's the show other shows want to be, and the show that authors want to be on. The all-new Panic Room radio show is brought to you by HellboundBooks.com.
Well, here we are again. It is, he said, phlegm. What a great, great word that is, isn't it? It is, he said, stalling, because I don't know what date it is. It is the 12th of the 12th today, which is great, because it means tomorrow is Friday the 13th. So that's exciting. I think it's probably a full moon, or some people are getting all excited about it, but it's just the moon, to be honest. So, you know, calm down, people. And it is, yeah, 9:30 Central. It's the new Panic Room, episode 167. Why they haven't pulled us off the air yet, I don't know, because, you know, it's just going on. I can see me hosting the show from the grave, which would be a great show, I have to say, but it would not be a show. It wouldn't be a show, literally. wouldn't be a show without me old mate Xtina, so we're going to bring her on.
I had a lousy day. I spent it on the couch, but I did get dressed though, so that's yay, I got dressed.
Safe goal for you, isn't it? Get it. Although no, I do mock, but it's funny. I'll get dressed, put my book on, my big pants on, put my jeans on to take my daughter to the bus stop. And to be fair, I don't need to take her to the bus stop. That's my trip out for the day. It's literally 50 yards down the road to get her on the bus. Straight back home, straight into my pajama bottoms and my tatty old wife beat the T-shirt. Because I'm then sat at my computer all day. So why dirty clothes?
Yeah.
And it's funny, I'll do the laundry and there's about 6 loads for my daughter. You know, 1 load every 2 weeks for my son. And then like a T-shirt and a pair of socks for me. And that's it, you know. What a great life.
I am one of those people who get up in the I don't get up in the morning. I get up in the afternoon, and I make the bed, and I get dressed, and I put on my face, and I do it all, you know. And today I did, but I was just like, I suffered with a headache, a stupid headache all day long. I don't have it now, thank God. So I'm really, you know, now I am ready to party. So
good. I'm delighted.
It's been a week.
It's been a couple of weeks. I'm still shifting this bloody cold, to be honest.
God.
You know, I hadn't had a cold in years and years and years because I got this one that, you know, Typhoid Mary brought home. and I was rough as a badger's arse all last week. And by about Friday, I was feeling human again. And obviously, you can probably tell I'm still sinusy and still a bit.
Yeah.
In fact, the other day, Tuesday, I thought it was coming back again. I thought, for goodness sake.
Wow.
For goodness sake. You know.
Yeah, I think I did get sick once so far this year, but it wasn't bad. So I'm hoping that, Sean hasn't brought anything home. I'm happy and yay, we all seem to be pretty healthy. And, when do they get off school? I think next week. I think Thursday is his last day for the freaking until after the new year. Oh God, I don't know how we're going to do it. I really don't. I'm already thinking of where he can go, you know, to spend some time away from me. You know, Willie.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just terrible.
So, I know, but he's so energetic, maybe, loud. And, you know, it's like, do you remember the Hercules, the animation movie Hercules, where he was like,
yes,
you know,
I do, yeah.
Knocking down everything. And, yes, that's Sean. You know, he's just, and he doesn't even mean to do it most of the time. And things get broken. And so, you know, all, you know, he's just walking through the house. And I'm like, you're going to break the house, you know. And
I know.
And of course, you got the two big clunky dogs as well. And they all three get playing together. And I'm sure somebody, one of the little dogs, they're going to die. Somebody's going to die. You know, and then I'm thinking, the floors, they're going to get blood all over the floors, you know. So, you know, it's fun. It's great fun.
It sounds it, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
not looking forward to the time off.
Oh, bless.
I know. You know, and then, of course. I'm thinking if I can't get through just a couple of weeks, what's going to happen is summer vacation again. I mean, he needs to get a life. That's, you know, he's almost 16. They need lives by then, don't they? Just, you know, because I did.
My boy's, he's been, you know, confined to his room for the past. He's just happy. To be fair, he's got a bit more of a social life now. He just go out a little bit more often. But he's happy. He's got everything he needs in his room. He's got, you know, he's all there set up, and his social interaction is over his PlayStation, does his all the online gaming and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, my son has the games, but he doesn't play with people. Like, it's just. He does like Minecraft or GTA or something, but he doesn't play with people. He just plays on, you know. So I don't know.
Most of what he does, he does the online, because he doesn't like the, you know, when I used to have time, you know, I used to like play the one where you had a plot, you had the missions to do and this and that. But he prefers the arena game, so you just go around shooting each other and you get teams and you go and all of that. He just likes that, so.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of any of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. And you know, my son, he's got TV in his room. He's got all that stuff in his room too. But the TV is on the side of his bed, and he complains because you know, he can't see it really well. You know, because you can't change positions, of course. Or He's got a nice size TV in his room. I don't know if he ever turns it on. I don't, you know.
Well, when we moved house in March last year, and we brought all the stuff. My son's TV just sat on his bedroom floor, and so we've got wall brackets to put it on the wall. It's just, you know, after about 5 months, you know, and it's like, no.
Wow.
Not missed it, because anything he watches, he's got his laptop, he's got whatever, there's like a TV station on PlayStation, so he can watch TV through that if you want, but he never really watches TV. My daughter, we actually put hers, actually put the wall bracket up and did that, so that worked, but no, it's just like I say, it's just not bother. So one of the main reasons, you know, we got rid of the Xfinity cable, you know, we've just got whatchamacallit?
Streaming.
Hulu. We got Hulu.
We're
kind of happy with that, so there's enough there.
I can't imagine actually watching TV, like, what, you know, following a show anymore, like that's on regular TV, you know, and sometimes when I'm watching shows with, like, you know, the you know, like streaming or something, I'm like, I remember watching this when I, you know, you'd watch an episode and then have to wait a freaking entire week, you know, to find out what happens next. And that's just, dreadful. I can't imagine doing it anymore. Yeah, I mean, who knows what I'm going to be doing next week? You know, I could miss it, and life would just never be the same after that. So, you know, I'm glad that we have the you know, now we can sit down and watch a whole freaking season in a night if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, well, I was excited because the season 3 of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is on, because I have Amazon Prime, because I have Amazon Prime for because I buy everything from Amazon, and it's, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's a great little show. It's actually in the 60s now. It's like in the 50s and 60s. She's a Jewish housewife, comedian sort of thing, and it's great. I mean, it's all very. It's funny. I mean, it's kind of a comedy, kind of drama, kind of. But it's good. It's not gritty. It's all very polished and sort of as you expect. You know, like the it captures the sort of that faux polished feel of that era. You know, all very proper and what have you. But it's great. I mean, it's fun. I'm on the penultimate show of season 3 now. So see, that's the problem. You now. You know, he's something like pops up on it because they put all the episodes up at once. So what do you do? You binge it, don't you? You finish one and think, oh, yeah, I'll watch another one. Well, I mean, I'll watch another one, you know. And, although my trick now is I watch them when I come to bed, and then there's no chance of me binging. You know, a one-hour show is like a three-episode event for me now. I can manage. Literally, I get to bed, twist the TV on, 20 minutes, and I'm drifting, you know. So, which is great, because it means things last so long.
Yeah. You know, last week or so, I saw an advertisement or whatever, a trailer on Facebook for this show called Evil. It was just called Evil. Have you seen this show? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen it. I think I've probably seen trailers or I've seen adverts for it. I've no idea what it's about. I'm guessing it's about evil, though.
Right. I've seen a couple episodes now, and it's interesting. It's this Catholic priest guy. I don't know if he's a Catholic priest yet, but he works for the Catholic Church. He investigates exorcism. Possessions. He investigates possessions, and he hires this. What is she? She's a psychological something doctor or something that usually testifies in the courtrooms and stuff. Well, he hires her as you know, kind of like the what is the Scully and Mulder thingy? You know,
skeptic. Trials bodge,
Hires her as like the skeptic.
All right.
It's interesting, like the first episode, well, actually all of them, at first I'm like, oh my god, this person's really possessed, and then so far, all except for one time, so far they've like debunked everything. You know, there's this guy that works with him as well, and you know, he'd be like, well, the sound you're hearing is, you know, whatever. And I don't know, it's pretty interesting. It is, so
the problem I keep saying, there's just not enough time. You know, there's so much to go at. And then, like I say, so Mrs. Maisel pops.
Yeah.
I watched, what was the last? Oh, I'll tell you what was good. I only happened upon it by chance, the Kabinsky Method. That's a Netflix show. Michael Douglas and I think Alan Alda, the other one. Hang on, I'm going to look it up. I think I mentioned it before on the show. And it was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It was sort of a tragicomedy. It's difficult. Hang on, it was Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin. I always get him and Alan out of it. But it was really, really good. I mean, it's about them growing old, the trials and tribulations of growing older, and the chemistry between the two old guys, Douglas and Arkin. Brilliant, absolutely fantastic. Hopefully, there's talks of a third season, but that's not going to be until late next year. But and every now and then you find a little gem like that. And I just binged it. I just absolutely binged all of it,
a
week.
I think we miss things that way, though. I watched Game of Thrones that way by binging it. And I think, you know, back when we used to have to watch an episode and then a week later catch the next one, it gave us like a week where we could almost, I don't know, not like you just sat around thinking about it, but I mean, you know, a whole way to kind of process it. And I think that you know, these days where you can just sit down and watch one, two, three, four, it just comes at you so fast. I don't think you really have time to sit back and think about what just happened. So I mm-hmm. think we miss things that way. I do. I kind of miss the old way.
The old way. I remember that, you know, when it's funny, you know, he's like, I remember waiting to, you know, because I mean, obviously Jaws is like one of my favorite movies ever. And you used to see a film, it used to be like something like 7 years between hitting the cinemas and then coming on the TV. Now, I mean, it's, some movies are, you know, simultaneously mm-hmm. released. You know, you can go see the movies or, you know, download it on, you know, iTunes or something. And it's like, no, it takes a lot of the magic out of it for me, you know.
It does.
You know, everything's just there. I mean, any show you want to watch is somewhere, and you can just watch it. And it's like, I remember, like you said, the old days are your favorite sitcom, and then you'd be all excited. You your whole week, you're gonna wait and come round, and then oh, it's on again. Yeah, it's just like, no, life's just terrible now. Although if we went back in time. If we went back in time, it'd be like, oh, it were better then. You could watch what you wanted when you wanted. But I remember years ago, you know, it used to be all about that. You know, people, they'd be predicting, oh, there'll come a time when you could just hit a button and watch what you want and when you want it. And, oh, that's brilliant. That, because, you know, you still only have a finite amount. You can only watch one thing at any one time.
Right, that's true. Yeah, you know, I remember babysitting, you know, back when I was a teen, and, you know, the choices that we had past midnight, you know, what was on TV, God, it was awful. It just, you know, and then I used to love to watch MTV, and sometimes I'd fall asleep babysitting, and I'd wake up to, like, the Headbangers Ball, and of course, I know, well, and the thing is I didn't listen to, like, heavy music back then, and some of it was frightening, you know. What the hell am I watching?
What is this?
What is this? It's scary. So, you know, these days you, well, then again, if you're watching like YouTube or something, if you fall asleep watching YouTube, you never know what you're going to wake up to. You know, and the scary part is 9 times out of 10 is aliens. You know, it's like you go to, you know, you fall asleep listening to, you know, watching a video or something, and you wake up to aliens. It's pretty, it's kind of creepy, I think.
What is this?
I know. I don't know. There's some good things and there's bad things always. And I think that we'll always find something to complain about no matter what. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just getting bored with you now, to be honest. And I'm just going to be open and honest with you. You're boring me titless. I'm sorry. It's waffling on.
It's a good thing that we have a show tonight then.
Do we?
We do. And, you know, are you just now opening your notes or something? No, we do.
I'll tell you what, I'm a little bit distracted tonight because there's general election gone on back in England today, which is a monumental one. It's all about Brexit, and the result will dictate the whole Brexit thing. And it's looking very much like the Conservatives have won by an absolute landslide, which means they should. Yeah, Boris has won. Woohoo! Corbyn's quitting, and that's because he's a miserable fucker. Which means finally he should push Brexit through because he's now got the majority he needs to go, you know, Yabu sucks to you, House of Commons, and actually get it done. So I'm delighted. I mean, it's been they had the vote 3 years ago to leave Europe, and ever since then people have been trying to block it. People have done, you know, how to block it, which is wrong because it's, you know, the vote of the people. It's what the people want, you know.
Yeah.
So, but no, good on them. But sorry, so I've been a little bit distracted by that today. So sorry. I am sorry.
That's okay.
Lots going on.
Our show is what's going on, and I'm excited because we have a returning guest, although, you know, we tell them every time, we don't know why they keep returning, but they do because they like us. And, you know, we had so much fun with her. Tara Civic, you remember Tara? She was great.
Yeah, she sent me a book. She sent me the Amish Bachelor's Choice, which what a bonnet tipper that really was. But it's all very jolly, actually. I haven't read all of it, I have to confess, you know, because I don't have enough. If I could learn to, you know, read in my sleep, I would. That would be great. There's a sweet innocence about it that I sort of enjoy, you know, and it's.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to read a bit from it this evening, if I may.
Yay! Yeah, definitely. That'd be great. So, you want me to do the big introduction and then we bring Tara on?
Well, you know, I'd be rude if you didn't, to be honest.
I think so.
You should do, really. Can't just bring her on and not introduce her. I mean, that would be very rude, wouldn't it?
Right.
Incredible.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm
excited too. We're all excited.
We have returning guest, USA Today bestselling author, Tara Civic. Woo!
Tara, hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Well, yes.
Can you
hear
me?
More important.
And I'm excited I said your name right, because I remember last time we had it, Tara or
you
Tara.
Actually didn't.
Yeah, Tara.
You said it wrong.
No.
You said it wrong.
Are you Tara? No way.
It's Tara. That's okay.
You know what?
Hey,
the third
it was a 50-50.
Right.
It was a 50-50 shot, so.
It was.
You're close.
Yeah.
You're close.
Well, funny enough,
In
England, we would pronounce it Tara, because Tara is a north. It's actually a northern thing. It means goodbye. You say Tara.
Oh.
Right, you see, so, you see, we've all learned something.
We've all learned something.
Yes. I taught a tar. I remember the first few tests. Then she plucked up courage. She said, "What does that mean? What does tar mean?" It's like, thank you. It does.
Well, see,
so,
you know, for some reason, it reminded me of, I had been reading a Stephen King book, and they had this guy on, I think it was like Desperation or one of those.
Oh,
and he
that
made
was
these
terrible. It's terrible, terrible book.
It was. But he would make that noise that tut or something, and that's what it reminded me of. So you kept saying ta, and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah,
I say this to people now, so you know, I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
Oh God. So moving right along. Yeah, Tara is here to talk to us about her book Christmas Cliché, and you know, I have to say I have not read too many Christmas like romance books. Because I cry. They always make me cry. But would this one make me cry?
I hope not, unless you, like, laugh so hard that you cry, which I really hope that happens.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Well, then I might just have to read it then.
You have to. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Even the tagline. I didn't give it to James because I didn't have it yet, but the tagline for this
I was like, enjoy the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have said, enjoy it. It's not really that creative.
No, it's great, though. A ridiculous Christmas story. I like that. I do. Because
it's short and to the point.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, life is short, and you got to laugh. So I love to laugh. I really do. So
awesome.
I definitely have to. Yeah, Christmas and laughing. Who does? And this is the most wonderful time of the year.
No, it isn't.
It is.
I'm going to stop you there. No, it's not. Just remember who's. Just remember who's pressing the buttons here. I could dummy both of you, seriously, and I will.
No.
Seriously, I have no
remorse
for that.
I will start singing Christmas jingles.
And I will press the button, and you'll be gone. You'll be out of here, lady.
I'm out.
He's like He's like Bob Humbug. It snowed a couple of days ago here, and I was so excited. And it lasted maybe a day. I think it's all gone now. But it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and me and the boyfriend are outside taking pictures of the snow because it's so beautiful.
It's pretty. So I love it. Before Christmas. After Christmas, it can go right to hell. I don't want to see it ever again after Christmas.
Well, we don't get much here, so any amount I'm excited for. I love the colder weather. I do. I hate being hot. And some people are like, they don't mind it, but there's only so much you can take off. You can bundle up to stay warm.
Exactly.
There's only so much you can take off. So I'd much rather be chilly than hot. And
same.
Yeah, and I get so excited. I love seeing the Christmas lights, and oh my gosh, I'm dangerous in the store right now because I see decorations that I have to have. And the last time I went, I think 2 days ago, we were at the store, maybe yesterday, and I found a couple more ornaments to buy. And now I'm having trouble finding places to put them on the tree. So that's
oh really
bad.
Well,
yeah,
get another tree, duh.
Yes, that's
exactly.
A good idea.
You can never have too many trees.
No, you cannot.
I'm going to have to tell the boyfriend you said that, James. He's going to love you.
he
we
probably.
Need another tree.
Yeah. Jimbo said we had to have another tree. So there.
Yeah. That's a good idea. So, Tara, tell us about Christmas cliche.
So, I had this idea, it was like months ago. I just wanted to write a completely funny, ridiculous Christmas story. Christmas can get kind of depressing for me just because I lost my mom close to Christmas. So I like doing whatever I can to laugh this time of year. So, yeah, this book is totally ridiculous, but it's funny. And it's Christmassy. Yay!
Yay! Christmas, yay.
Yay, come on. I don't really feel it when you say it.
I don't either, James. he's got a little one still, and that's, she's not that little, but I mean, it's still, you're still buying toys for Christmas. We were store the other day and walked by the toys, but my son is almost 16, so there's no toys.
It's the same with my boy, it's like he just wants clothes and money to buy clothes, and so, but I will miss it. I'll miss buying toys when that time finally comes.
I do. I need to find a kid just so I can buy some toys for it. I don't know you, child, but here's some toys. I love toys. Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I have a ton of nieces and nephews and great nieces and nephews because I have two teenagers who are very boring to buy for. So
yes.
I still get to buy a lot of toys though. So that's nice.
Yeah. My son, the only thing he didn't even ask for this. I had to go to a friend of his and say, "Can you try to feel him out?" He wants band merch. That's what he said. Band
merch.
Nice.
Band merch.
I get that from my daughter.
Nice.
It took me a second to figure out what band merch was. But, so that's it. That's all he wanted. Hot topic, here I come.
There you go.
There you go. Nice. Everything you could ever need.
That's so boring, though. Gosh, I want to buy. He used to love Bionicles, and they were, those were.
Yeah, I remember those.
He would take it up to his room, and we wouldn't see him for like 2 days. It was awesome. And that's like, every parent's dream is not to see their kid for a couple of days. Well,
you really hate your kids, don't you? You just moan about, he's always wanted to talk to me. Well, yeah. He wants to eat again. Oh. He ate yesterday. What's wrong with the boy? You're just a terrible mother, Eckstein. You really are.
I know. The funny thing is that, he's a teenager now. And so we do definitely have some issues. And I had gotten to the end of my rope, and I I looked up some groups on Facebook, you know, mothers of teen boys, and I'm like, great, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to, you know, bitch and moan with these ladies. And the things that I'm reading from the other women, I'm like, wow, I got it good. I mean, you know, the only, and these ladies are like, you know, their sons are cursing them out and stealing the car and going to jail and doing drugs. And I'm thinking, wow, my son didn't put up the dishes when I told him to. I mean, and he still did it. He just didn't do it when I wanted him to. And I'm like, okay, well, if that's all I have to complain about, you know, it's not that bad. So now I just go to the group so I can go, wow, I dodged a bullet. You know,
it makes you feel better about yourself.
It really has. It's put it in total perspective now. I'm like, things could be so much worse.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you see some stuff, and you do. You have to thank your lucky stars. You know, I mean, you know, my kids are great. You know, my son, he's so low maintenance. If he was any more laid back, he'd be in a coma, to be honest. And he's great. He's low. You know, he has a couple of chores he does. He does them without complaint. He looks after his dog. He just does his thing, and we all get on, and it's great. You know, I couldn't really, you know, wish for more. He's not getting into trouble, or not too much trouble. He's, you know, goes to school, gets his grades, and what more can you ask for, really, you know?
Exactly. You know, I don't even have to set an alarm. My kid just gets some stuff up. I don't have to, you know, do anything, and he gets good grades. He comes home from school. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do drugs. He doesn't, you know, so no, I really have it good. And as much as I do like to complain, he's a good kid. He really is.
Oh, that's brilliant, Oh, so you love him, really. You love him, really.
he's sleeping right now. It's easy to love him right now. Oh, goodness. I know. So, Tara, I think that the last time you were on the show, we were going to have your narrator on as well.
She's super busy right now. So I told her I'd take one for the team for her. So.
Oh man.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
Well,
no. You know what? I remember you reading the excerpt last time, and you're like, you know, you really wanted her to be able to do it, but you did a great job.
Seriously.
So,
oh my God, I've been panicking, like thinking about this all day. It's so weird to me to read my own words out loud. It's like, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird, man.
Well, I think it's no better time then, don't you think so? We should do it now and get it out of the way. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We might as well. Okay. So maybe I'll set this scene up a little. So this is from Christmas Cliche. And basically we have Allie Parker, who lives in LA. She has twin younger sisters who are reality show famous and super annoying. And she's kind of like their manager, assistant, babysitter, does everything but, you know, wipe their asses. And she completely loses her shit the week of Christmas, can't handle it anymore. And she flees town with her best friend, Millie, and she decides to head to middle of nowhere, West Virginia, where she actually spent some time as a little girl. So this is during a blizzard once they're in West Virginia, and their car kind of gets stuck in the snow, and they're hoofing it through the snow. Okay.
Awesome.
let me clear my throat here. Okay. I can't feel my ears or my neck. Is my neck still there? I ask Millie, stopping suddenly in the snow and turning to face her. I feel floaty. Is floaty a word? Floaty. Millie cocks her head at me while the snow and wind whip around us, and it's like I don't even feel the cold. I'm so warm and sweaty all of a sudden. I sing shot about the cold never bothering me anyway, wondering why I don't sing more often. I have a lovely singing voice. Oh no, I may have made a grave mistake, Millie says worriedly, quickly digging through her purse and pulling out two foil-wrapped pieces of chocolate, one blue and one green. I looked down into her palm through the snow, and even through my foggy brain and what's most likely hypothermia, I know what's happening here. So I might have tossed the chocolates I bought at the airport in with my special chocolates. She trails off before quickly continuing. It was dark in the car, and I was just concerned for your well-being. Did you give me a hot chocolate? I screech, thinking I see a train coming at us as a bright white light moves in our direction a good distance through the trees. Have I ever ridden on a train? I wonder if Millie has any pretzels in her Birkin. No, Millie reassures me, but also yes. Look how happy it made you. We should sing again, but let me take the lead. My soprano is better. Oh my God, Millie. You're right, she nods. You should probably just hum. I start stomping through the snow again while Millie sings extremely off-key walking next to me, and my arm starts to cramp as I jerk and tug the stupid bag through the snow behind me. At least I think it's a bag. It's so heavy. I could go for some french fries right now. Snow is pretty. What the hell am I dragging behind me? Are those headlights in front of us? Pancakes! I think I see something coming, or someone, I tell Millie, stopping in the middle of the pitch-dark driveway with just the flashlight from her phone to see by. Dun, dun, dun. My dramatic sound effect ends with a giggle, and I turn away from the lights, rapidly heading towards us to look back over my shoulder. What the hell am I dragging behind me? I ask in confusion, when I only see a leather strap that disappears down into the snow is wrapped around my hand. Oh my God, am I dragging a dead dog behind me? Did we kill a dog? I screech. Wow, I really ruined Christmas. Millie pats my shoulder while my hazy brain tries to remember the reason I'm dragging a dead dog behind me through the snow and why I'm so hungry for ramen all of a sudden. We didn't kill a dog, sweetie, she reassures me. That's just the pot. I forgot you were lightweight. I ate 7 while I painted my nails and I'm fine. I can feel my body start swaying from side to side, and I think I hear the roar of an engine getting closer and closer. Figuring I can't help the dead dog now, I hold tighter to his leash and look back at the approaching light, which I now see as 2 separate lights. Look, it's a trusty steed. Aw, Millie, you called a knight in shining armor like I asked, I gush happily, still holding the sun hat on my head as I rest my cheek against her shoulder. I didn't know horses had headlights. Can we get pizza after the horse ride? We both stand here in the middle of the snow and wind, shivering as we watch the lights get closer and closer, and the engine noise gets louder and louder until it's right in front of us and stopping. Seconds later, someone gets off what I now realize is snowmobile, removing his helmet at the same time. Oh my, he's a pretty horse. Why are you two walking through a blizzard dressed for summer, dragging what looks like a dead dog behind you? The deep, raspy voice attached to the pretty face asks, setting his helmet down on the seat of the snowmobile and crossing his arms in front of him. See, I shout, smacking Millie on the arm. I told you we killed a dog. You'll have to excuse my friend, Strange Mountain Man, but she's dragging a Louie, not a dog, Millie speaks. And she's also a wee bit high right now. I just want to sleep until Christmas is over and eat some pretzels. Do you have pretzels? Your face is very pretty to look at, I muse, reaching up to touch it, Millie quickly smacking my hand away before I can get to his pretty yet unamused face. Do you know if the bed and breakfast has a tea sommelier on hand? I'm really going to need a good pairing with my nighttime Xanax after the day I've had, Millie sighs. Jesus Christ, the pretty face mutters, shaking his head. Just squeeze on the snowmobile and I'll take you both up to the house. Yay, we get to go on a ride, I cheer, bright spot splashing around the corner of my vision. I feel funny. My body sways again, and the last thing I hear before tipping forward into the snow is Millie asking, excuse me, Strange Mountain Man, can you catch her? I don't want to drop my Birkin. The
yes.
End.
I love that. That was awesome. I know. I had to keep myself muted because I was laughing.
I was chortling.
Hey!
Mm-hmm.
I love the dog. I do. Oh my God, we killed a dog. We didn't kill a dog. And she's like, we're drunk. That was great. No, I love that. I do.
Yay.
I have to read you. I do. It's one thing to read. I know, I keep trying to get a free book, but...
Hey, if you send me your address, I will send you a Christmas cliche. I'm holding it in my hand right now, and I will send it to you.
Awesome. I will read it, and I will do a review on our show and everything.
Yay!
Be...
And just remember the tagline. It's a ridiculous Christmas story. It is not.
Yes.
It is not meant to be taken seriously. It
does
is supposed to make you laugh.
Ever after. Yeah, you know, does it have a happily ever after?
Yay!
Oh, yeah, I love that.
It definitely has a happily ever after.
Yay! It is Christmas, isn't it? It's got to be happy. Like all these Hallmark movies, which we all love.
Well, I
not,
love
not,
them.
Not really. No.
Well,
you watch them. Don't even lie. You watch them in secret.
Do you know, I've never seen one. Honestly, I've never seen one.
What?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Funnily enough, I actually know someone who makes them. She's a Houston director, and I've seen some of her stuff, and I mean it's good stuff, but it's still shite. I mean it's still Hallmark stuff.
It's perfect and it's beautiful and it's romantic and Christmassy.
Yes, you tell them.
And they all have the same plot, but I don't even care. They are amazing.
Have you seen the meme? It says what's got 12 actors, two plots, like 600 Hallmark movies. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so wonderful.
In fact, there was a thing, somebody did a parody of it. Was it James Franco? Look up James Franco Hallmark movie parody. It'll be on YouTube.
Oh, my gosh,
so
I think
funny.
I saw that.
So
I did see that. It
funny.
Is hilarious. It is, yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah.
It was on,
absolutely,
I think it was
spot
on. It was on SNL.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
it's
it, yeah.
Very
so,
good.
Yeah. Yeah, that was absolutely spot on that.
There's this new Christmas movie with the chick who played on Game of Thrones, the
yes.
dragon. Yes, I want
yes,
to see that
I can't
movie.
Think of the name
last,
of it, but
I think
want
it's last
to see
Christmas.
That movie.
Because they were singing that
is
last
that
Christmas
is?
Song. I think, yeah, yeah. That one looks really good, doesn't it? It looks so cheesy,
looks
but I want to see that. Anyway.
So good.
Yeah. I think
just,
so
my
too.
daughter and I just watched Noelle. It's on the new Disney Plus app. That's
uh-huh.
It's Anna Kendrick is Santa's daughter. Oh my
her.
Gosh.
Yeah? Oh, wow.
I love her, and it's the cutest movie ever.
Oh, now I want to watch nothing but Christmas movies.
No,
I
hate Christmas. Yeah. It may come as a surprise to you, but I hate Christmas movies. I really do. So having said that, to be fair, probably my favourite Christmas movie is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Now that is funny.
100%.
That is great. I love that film.
That's my family's always been our favourite movie. We always watched it the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And my dad, we always called him Clark Griswold. He actually won lighting contests.
Oh, fantastic.
He had to build three barns in their backyard just to house their outdoor Christmas decorations.
Wow.
Completely ridiculous. And he would be he'd be outside swearing, falling off of ladders. My dad
Excellent.
Was 100% Clark Griswold.
I love it. I
yeah,
love it.
That is true. So we definitely love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, we have to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. And I'm thinking, to get James in the mood, maybe we should sing some Christmas carols.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, here's an idea. Let's not.
I think that's a smashing idea.
Mm-hmm. Just remember who controls the buttons here, guys, okay?
Right.
Just putting it out there. Just put it, and I've dummied Xtina before, and I'll jolly well do it again. Yes, I have.
Okay,
yes,
we're gonna
I have.
Break, so don't go anywhere, okay, Tara? We'll be right back.
All right.
We will be right back.
Five. Four.
I did it again, didn't I? I did it again.
You did.
I picked the wrong one. Oh, dear me.
Bye.
Bookworm Radio Show is sponsored by Hellbound Books, purveyors of all manner of dark fiction. You can find the publisher along with links to all their available works across platforms at hellboundbookspublishing.com. Hellbound Books is proud to be the first in the indie publishing business with their very own app on both Google Play and the App Store. In the mood for something steamy to read, check out new erotica author Jennifer Lynn's website at jenniferlynnerotica.com. You can find James at his website, www.jameslongmore.com, and Xtina has an author page found on the Hellbound website. Don't forget to follow the Panic Room Radio Show on social media. Our Facebook page, Unofficial The Panic Room Radio Show, Twitter at Panic Room Radio, our YouTube channel, The New Panic Room Radio Show, and come visit our website at www.panicroomradio.com.
You go, that was the bitches back, and Joe, that makes the segue far too easy, really, doesn't it? Xtina, welcome back.
Hi.
And Tara.
You know what?
Is Tara still with us? Hello, Tara. Hello.
I'm still here.
Hello.
There's somebody plays a song and I'm just bopping along to it. And then it's only later that I'm like, oh my gosh, what was that? You know, that I remember that one Lily Allen song that I was like, that is such a sweet song.
You love
and
then that one. Yeah, going, great.
It's, yeah, mm. But I had no idea that she was singing "Fuck You" the whole time. I had no clue.
That's a classic of our time. A classic of our time.
She says it in such a sweet, cute way that you have no idea that she's, you know, unless you really think about it, and you're like, wow. I love her.
Well, there you go. So, hey, do you know, I was just musing while I was having my break time wee-wee. And I said, if you want, I actually I've actually got a sound effect to go with that. Would you believe that? Oh, here we go.
That's a long lead. How much do you need to drink?
I know.
Too much, obviously.
Wow.
There you go. Hey, you can, if you, more than two shakes and it's a wank. That's what we say in England. So you just, you know, you can't. Oh, so no. Anyhow, what I was about to say is, we haven't done 11 questions for like forever. Should we?
Yeah, we should.
Do you have them handy, Xtina, or do you need like an hour to prepare or something?
I have them right in front of me.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
We're going to put Tara on the spot. We'll do 11 questions. Here we go.
Oh, God. Okay.
And now, 11 questions.
Okay, number one, what's your guilty pleasure?
Any reality show, probably the Kardashians. I
have to say, wasn't one of the like very first reality show was The Real World, wasn't it? Like forever, a long time ago.
Yes, yes. I think I was 16. It was the first year our family got cable out in the, you know, bump up hill where I live. We finally got cable television, and I got MTV the year we were all scared.
That was very memorable. I love that. I love the first one, yeah. So, yeah,
yep,
no.
Very
I'm,
good.
I'm, yeah. Okay, let's see. What do you prefer, the mountains or the ocean?
Ocean.
Well, I don't have the buzzer, or I would have gone, mountains are so beautiful.
No. I love sun and sand and beach and relaxing and reading.
That does sound nice. I want to go to a log cabin in the snow and in a blizzard and read my book. That sounds like fun.
we actually did that. We have, you know, Amish, James. We have Amish log cabins by us.
Yay! And I like Amish.
Yes,
Amish porn.
I know.
Like a bit of Amish porn.
They're beautiful cedar cabins, and my husband and I used to go every year for our anniversary, which is in March, and there's always snow. So I've done the log cabin in the snow. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Let's see. What's your favorite lunch meat?
Salami.
Salami. Yeah, baby. Mm. I like that too. You know, I think that's the first time anybody said that. You know how often we get
really?
Boring turkey? Yeah.
Oh my
Right?
Our salami, baby. I'll just eat it right out of the bag. I like salami.
Oh, me too. Yeah. here we go. I love to ask this one after the meat question. If it were legal to do so, would you eat human flesh?
Oh, God, no. Mm-mm.
Thank you.
No, stuff makes me queasy. I don't know. No.
It's funny because you know, I always you never know what the authors are going to say on the show, and I've had numerous guys say, "What do you mean if it were legal to do so?"
Oh, what do you mean it's not? Oh, sorry.
My bad.
A little bit of A1 sauce, you know. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, why not? Turn on the grill. Why not?
Yeah. Let's see. Here's a good one. Have you ever been pulled over for a traffic violation?
Oh God, many times. I think speed limits. I think speed limits are a suggestion.
Right?
Really?
They are.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's actually been a while. I've been very responsible in my old age lately. It's been a while,
awesome.
But yes, lots of speeding tickets in my day.
Definitely. Are you Android or Apple?
Apple.
Yay!
Yay!
Apple all the way.
Apple
all the way. Yes.
I like it because I can get the text messages that I never replied to on my laptop, you know, while I'm working. So that's convenient.
You know, I do that now on the Android must have, I don't know if they've just done it or whatever, because I have them on my computer too. So, yeah, but maybe it's a new thing. I don't know. Yeah, but it is handy. It really is. So.
Nice.
Let's see. Which franchise is your favorite? Halloween, Friday the 13th, Elm Street, Hellraiser, or Saw?
Elm Street. I grew up on Elm Street watching it with my dad when I was little.
Freddy
I
was
love
awesome.
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, you know, I would either go for the Halloween or Elm Street. Halloween, for some reason, Michael Myers, I love him. I do. And, you know, Halloween
is a classic.
Awesome.
It's a classic.
Yeah,
and that music is super creepy. Super
right.
creepy when you hear that music. So it is a good Halloween. It's a good Halloween movie, you know, pun intended.
Definitely. roller coasters, yay or nay?
Nay, I'm such a wuss. I'm petrified of heights. I don't like them at all. I will watch them at distance.
Funny. I used to love them totally. I mean, I would really. I had no problems. I don't know if it's getting older, and not even that old, but you know, I don't even like to get up on the step stool. You know, to like,
no,
yeah, I'm short. So
oh my God.
Yeah,
if I have to, my speaking of Christmas, my Christmas decorations for outdoors are up in our attic in our garage. I cannot even get on the ladder to get up and get them.
Yes.
My husband has to do it. I will freeze in fear halfway up that ladder and I can't move.
Yes. Yes. And then you're like, I had to do that to like decorations on top of the tree because I'm that short. And so I'm up on the step stool, and I'm like, okay, I guess I'm living here now. I can't get down.
Yeah, I'll stay here forever. Like, my legs start to shake, but, I can't make my feet move to get down. Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. So I'm not getting on a roller coaster because all I can just see is it getting stuck with me up in it, and that's not going to be good for anyone. So it's better if I stay on the ground.
We've gone to Gatlinburg, and they have those, like, the ski lift thingies that take you over the city, and it looks like it would be so freaking beautiful, and I don't think I could do it. I think I would die of fright. But I want to so bad, but I don't think I could.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way. Oh. No, thank you.
Okay, let's see. Give me one interesting non-writing related fact about you.
Oh, God. I don't like chocolate. I don't like chocolate. People always think that's weird because I have a book series called The Chocolate Lovers and The Chocoholics.
You don't like chocolate. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
What is wrong with you?
I know. It's
what
not that
is
I,
wrong
it's
with
not
you?
That I know. It's not that I hate it and I won't eat it. It's just, it's never my first choice. I prefer salty. I like chips. I like potato chips. And if I'm going to eat chocolate, it's going to be white chocolate.
Oh, so you bite chocolate.
Oh, good. There is yeah. something seriously, seriously wrong with you. I mean, come on.
Well, duh. You're realizing this now?
Goodness.
Oh, my God. I sent you Amish corn, and you think I'm
you
normal?
You did. Well, to me, that was lovely. I was touched.
Oh,
great, you know, but to not like chocolate. To be fair, I am a big chocolate holic. I absolutely.
Yeah.
That would be my first choice for anything is chocolate. It's just my default setting. Chocolate. I just want chocolate.
Yeah, most people are like that. So I'm definitely not normal.
Wow.
But if you put white chocolate, if you put white chocolate in front of me, I will bite your hand off to eat it. I do love white chocolate, but everyone calls it fake chocolate, but whatever. It's delicious.
It is.
I don't care.
Let's see. What is your least favorite part about the writing process?
Starting. Which sounds awful,
starting,
it's just my anxiety gets to me, and I will put it off for as long as possible, because you know, to start it, you gotta start it good. You want to catch people. You want them to read the rest of it, and it's nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking, but once I get started, I'm in it. But.
I thought I was unique. I mean, for me, it's the middle. I can start. It's great. It's just like the best thing ever, and I just can't wait. And the first bit is brilliant. And I get to the middle, and whether it's a novel or a short story, whatever it is, I hate it. I get to that point.
I absolutely hate it.
So this is just the biggest pile of pap ever. And it's funny. I've got, I think, at least three novels, two novels and a screenplay that have started off phenomenal. They're brilliant ideas, great, love the characters and everything. And I've got to the middle, and I've just physically been unable to get past it. So they're just stuck halfway. Because I just get to that point, it's just like, no, these are horrible. I'm not even going to waste my time finishing them because the shit.
And I have never read anything of yours that wasn't amazing, James. So you should pick them up and keep going.
Yeah, but you see, that's the thing. You haven't read the things that are half finished because they're crap. So there you go. You only see the things that I believe in it enough to actually see it through.
I don't believe you, but yeah.
I can write some crap as well, you know, seriously.
I can't forget our bonus question. Baseball or stamp collection?
Baseball.
Yes.
Baseball.
No, in fact,
I have, wrong answer. I have a son who is an athlete and plays pretty much every sport. So I'm a sports mom.
Cool.
Yeah, I love baseball. I didn't get a good chance to watch a whole bunch this past season, but that was okay because my team really freaking did awful. And they have been doing awful for years, but I think it was even more awful this past season. So, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal, but I'm definitely going to try to keep up this coming season because, you know, it was always fun for me. But, you know, I was thinking about the 11 questions, James, and thinking about the funny story here with our questions. They've always been called the 11 random questions. And for a whole year, James made up these questions and gave them to me. And I asked the guests, and they were different questions, of course. But for a whole year, I did not realize that there were only 10 questions. And, like, you know, they were numbers. They were
numbers.
She
did know. That was funny.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. And when I finally realized it, then I was like, what happened to the other question? Where did it go? And was it even ever there? And so, you know, and then the next year we had, like, 12 questions, just to be funny. But it was still called the 11th. So, yeah, each year they're a little different and not quite 11 questions, which I think is funny.
Yeah, we're going to have to come up with some new ones for next year because it's almost a whole new year.
You need to keep the lunch meat question in there.
Yeah. Well,
always keep that.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite question. It really is.
Yeah, that has to stay.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely throws people off because they're not expecting you to ask them that.
I love it. I love random questions more than, like, you know, questions about, like, my craft or stuff. Like, sometimes that puts me on the spot. It makes me nervous. But, like, random, like, meat questions, throw them at me. I love those.
Really?
Perfect.
And we do judge meat. People. We do judge people. Remember, who eats turkey lunch meat? It is the blandest of the lunch meats. It really is.
A turkey melt can be very delicious with the right stuff on it. But salami still. I mean, come on now.
Being a Brit, okay. it's always going to be roast beef for me. I love thin cut roast beef. Thick cut roast beef on a sandwich with a bit of mustard on it and some crispy lettuce is the best. But
I used to love Arby's, but we had a reference on the show once, and it had to do with Arby's and something else. It's ruined it now, James.
Hey,
I will tell you.
Funny story. I referenced that in my first book I ever wrote, Seduction and Snacks. So, like, pretty much every single one of my readers, I'm sorry if you're listening, they all hate me because I ruined Arby's for them. I still can. It's delicious.
It is.
Bacon, beef, and cheddar, give it to me. Curly fries, I'm in. Yep.
You know, Arby's was one of my very first stops. I worked at Arby's.
Had Arby's. I've been saying for a while with the kid, we need to have Arby's sometimes. Because I haven't had Arby's for years and years and years. And I'd like to try. I like Schlotsky's Reuben on Rye, like the best sandwich ever invented ever. And I need to have one of those again soon.
You're making me hungry now. Now I need to.
I've not eaten much today, so I'm a bit focused on food right now. But
I know. It's been I had the headache all day, so breakfast was I had some soup. And we did quick pizza for dinner. And, yeah, now I want a nice sandwich now. I don't know what's open at this time of night now.
Yeah.
Well, Jack in the Box will be open for definite. Probably a Taco Bell.
Oh God.
Taco Bell's
always open. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make a run for the border. Make a run.
Yes.
And get me something while you're there, please. Get me something while you're there.
Oh, God. So I need to know what you are doing now, Tara. What are you working on now?
Right now I'm working on my Christmas wrapping. I'm for the first time since probably I started writing full time, I'm taking the holidays off. I seem to always have a deadline the week of Christmas, and I always wind up getting the flu. So I made sure after last year, I said, I'm never doing that again. I'm going to make sure I have no deadlines at all the month of December. So it's been very nice. But I also feel like I'm twice as busy than I ever have been. So thank God I don't have a deadline. But after the first of the year, I have a book I am going to be working on called Utterly Scorched. And it's a romantic comedy. About a guy who trains otters at a zoo.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Great
really,
idea.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And this guy's seen some shit, and now he just cuddles otters, and he's going to find himself a woman who will love him and his otters.
I want to be a professional otter cuddler. I really want that job.
Right?
I do. I want
that job.
Wouldn't that
be the best job ever?
That's probably the most randomest thing I've heard before. That's pretty interesting. I mean, did that come from somewhere, or what was your inspiration behind the otters?
Well, I don't even know. Randomly in my head, my head's a really weird place to be at all times. I don't even know where the otter thing came from, honestly. It just sounded like a good idea.
Yeah.
And otters are,
I love
otters
that.
Are adorable. Otters are adorable.
They are, they are, yeah.
The research for this is not a hardship.
Oh. I love that.
Oh,
yeah,
I love otters.
Now, do you always write with a comedy twist to it, or is it
it sounds
so natural, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, it depends. I have been doing a lot more romantic comedy lately, and that's what I started with. My first series was romantic comedy. Mm-hmm. I do bounce around. I have a psychological thriller. I have romantic suspense. Contemporary romance.
I have been reading psychological thrillers lately, and like that's all
I've
been
watching. Oh, they're my favorite.
Yes. Do you have a?
They're my
favorite. Who do you like?
Yes. I haven't read one in ages. Oh my god! Now you're putting me on the spot. I'd have to look down my list. I don't even know. There are just so many. It's my favorite genre, though. I love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, it's good. I've been reading In a Dark, Dark Wood by Ruth Ware, I think is her last name. And
okay.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm at the part of the story where you know some shit's about to go down, but you're not exactly sure what, you know?
So, yes, that's the best.
It is. And
I like when you have no clue what's going to happen. No clue whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I just finished watching. I watched the movie, and I do have the book, and I want to read it. Gone Girl, because I like Shirley Flynn. I really.
Yes.
She's.
I read the book first, and the book. It was the first time I ever threw a book across the room. I was so angry, but like I loved it. I loved it. That book made me so angry, and I thought the movie was awesome.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, everything that's been adapted from her work, she did Dark Places, and I read the book first, and then the movie was good as well. And then have you seen the show, Sharp Objects?
No, I have it on my watch list. I need to watch it. I keep forgetting every time I go to binge something. I keep forgetting I need to watch it because I read the book.
Good.
And then,
yes.
Yeah, I need
really
to watch
good.
It. Because it's, what's her name? Amy, what's her name? Amy Adams, is that her name?
Yeah,
isn't she
yeah.
The one, the
yeah.
redhead. I love her.
Yeah. It's got a lot of good people in it. I loved it. The weird thing is I watched the show first before I started reading the book, and usually, no matter what you say, the book's better. But
right.
I actually liked the twists, and I liked the show. I thought the show, they did an excellent job. So watch it.
I'm going to bump that up. I will bump that up.
Yeah. Yeah, and then let me know what you think.
I just finished the newest Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, so I'm at a loss now, and I need a few days.
I've been loving that. I've been loving that show. I'm halfway through the penultimate episode at the moment.
It's so good. It's one of my favorites.
I'll tell you who
brilliant.
Really steals the show is Alex Borstein. It was funny because my daughter caught me watching. But she sounds like Lois Griffin, she said.
Oh, my gosh. That's, yes.
And she said she's like Lois because we were big Family Guy fans. I think for me, she seals the show. She's phenomenal.
She does.
I mean, they have the
so
running joke
good.
That everybody thinks she's a guy.
I love that.
Which is great. I love that. She just takes that so well.
Yeah, it's such a good. It's just brilliant. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So I just finished the final season, the last season of it, and it's just now I'm heartbroken because I'm like, oh, there's no more episodes now.
I know. Because it's on Prime, as I said before. Now I've binged it.
Yeah,
and now and then you're
so
just like, no, it's nearly over now. No, we're going to do that.
I dragged out that last episode for for 24 hours. I would just watch like a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there. I didn't want it to end.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's over.
I know.
Well, I spent today on the couch watching Friends. So,
and always a good choice.
Yeah. I know. And I'm on the season where Rachel is pregnant and then she has the baby. And, you know, I'm on the couch and I don't feel good. And I cried. So.
Aww.
I know. And my son is sitting next to me. And he's like, yeah, I'm crying. I've only seen this 20 times, but I'm going to cry. I'm like, shut up.
Did you kick him? You should have kicked him when he said that.
you know, he is such a big lug that when I go to kick or hit him, I end up hurt. So I don't do that anymore. And then he's looking at me like, you know, how can you hurt yourself on me? I don't know, but it happened. So. I don't like them. No, it's funny that you talked about, you know, taking December off. And last year, we pretty much took December off, didn't we, James?
You might have.
Yeah.
You might have.
You know, there's always things. No, I think we both. Anyways, yeah, I was hoping to have a really quiet December, but you know, there's always stuff to do. But it's
I know, amazing. Right? To be fair, yeah. I mean, I think last week we managed to, but this year it's just been because I mean, I was sort of ill last week as well, so that threw me out a little bit. But it's just like you say, I try to plan out each month, and then what you can't factor in is other stuff coming in.
Yeah.
And somebody, you know, one of my clients said, I need this and I need it doing now. So I had to drop everything. And that was like 3 days just to do that. And then, because that threw me out. And I just, and then you have this knock on event, something else is, oh, can you prioritize? And like you say, we're here on the, you know, almost on the 13th, almost halfway through December, and we've still got a month's work to get through.
I know. I thank God we have the work though. So, you know, it could be a lot worse. And I'm doing fun stuff. Like, you know, today I spent some time listening to the audio for Toilet Zone. And it's so good. I'm so excited. I really am. I think the narrator did such a great job. And, you know, I have to get him on the show. I need to work on that.
I can't wait to hear it. I really can't.
It's good. So, you know, when I complain about, oh, God, I have to work, well, you know, I'm listening to amazing audio. So that's not really a hard job.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's nice that, you know, you can consider it that, this is great, you know. And it's like, I mean, like, you know, when I am sat writing or whatever, you know, and it's almost like, I think there's the old saying, you know, if you do what you love, it's not really work, you know. I mean, it can be hard work and it's stressful, but I'd rather be doing this than, you know, what I used to do and hating it, you know.
Right.
Now, when I was miserable every fucking day of my life, getting out, crying out of bed and going to do something I hated. And I mean, we've all done it.
Mm-hmm. So we don't, so even when we can, it's kind of like when I complain about my child and he's actually a really good child, you know, it's not. You know, we have all these things that we complain about, but then in all reality, it's not that bad. It's pretty cool.
No.
So,
no, you should count your blessings. That's what I say.
I know. Yeah.
Count your blessings and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the answer Tara gave when I said, what are you working on? She said, well, Christmas wrapping. And see, my head went to like an actual wrap because.
Yeah, I was thinking she's a rap star as well. That'd be great.
I know.
That would be outstanding.
Before she came on the show, I looked up the book, Christmas Cliché, on Amazon, and the beginning is that 'twas the week before Christmas. Little, so I thought, maybe she's going to wrap that for us. I was excited.
but I would need a lot of practice to do that. And probably
and
a
booze,
lot
right.
of booze. Oh, yes. So much booze.
Well, I say the next time on the show, we got booze and rapping. That would be an awesome
Excellent.
Show.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we definitely, hopefully next time you come on the show, we'll have Andy, and she'll,
she'll
talk with us too. Yeah, so definitely tell her that we miss her.
I will absolutely tell her.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I just, you know, it's funny when you go to say something. I had something amazing to say, and then I drew a complete blank. It's funny when that happens.
Oh, well done.
I know. It's awesome.
Yay,
but, you know,
well done you.
And I would say James would take that out and post, and he says that, I think, just to humor me sometimes, but it never happens, ever. So, you know.
No, I never do. No, it's not happened yet.
No, it hasn't. You know, yeah, he leaves in all these, you know, when he pushes the wrong button. I say that's just part of the show now, and it's, you know, it's kind of funny. But we used to have a segment in the beginning where you just, you know, what was the noises coming from, you know, X Venus, you know, apart there.
That was one of my favorite segments, Guess That Noise. Sometimes it was X Venus falling over, that was always my favorite one.
I believe that only happened once.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun, yeah. Now we just have the tinkling, you know, James's tinkle for like, you know, a minute or something. And that, I don't think that's as entertaining. I really don't. But but I think we are getting close to the end of our show. Tara, can you tell us where we can find you online?
Oh, my gosh. You can find me at TaraCivic.com. And I just got a new website overhaul. There's a couple little tweaks we need to do to it. But go check it out because it's pretty now.
Awesome. I will put your links up on our Facebook page. If anybody wants to stalk you, they can go there and do it. And you have to promise to come back.
I will, absolutely.
Yay. And, we'll have some different random questions, but I'll still keep the meat in.
Yeah,
well, you know, and
the meat is a keeper.
And yes, I never got the chance to read out any of my Amish porn, so we'll
do
that
next
time.
Definitely.
Yeah. I may have had enough time to finish the book by then, so fingers crossed.
There you go.
That's an ambition in life.
Well, thank you, Tara.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. You have a great rest of your evening.
You too, guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And it is time, I'm afraid, to say goodnight, Xtina.
Goodnight, Xtina.
Good night. Comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend.
want you, so there goes your proof. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Because if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Around here. But it looks good, Kill. There's a man. Something going wrong around here. Something going wrong.